Don Roundtree, a consultant for the Sulphur Springs School Board for their Civic Center Auditorium renovation project, gave the board an update on progress Monday night at a regular meeting. And here is what he told them.
There's no changes to bring to you from previous discussions, so we're still dealing with the same project that we were talking about the last time we met. That I will tell you that the demolition is virtually complete. We had some guests out there today, and Don was there. He got a firsthand chance to see what was going on. All of the portion of the old plaster ceiling in the auditorium itself that was called to be removed is gone. The scaffolding is being erected in that space. The scaffolding is there because it's, 35 feet, 40 feet to the roof structure, and we've got an awful lot of roof work that goes on up there in that area of the roof structure. So the ceiling's been demoed so that the fire protection lines can be put in, the ductwork can be completed, electrical lines can be run, plumbing, everything that gets up there that'll be hidden. And then, of course, the new ceiling in that area is what we call clouds. They're panels of drywall and framing that will be suspended and create the same acoustical effect that was there before. But that's moving along nicely. Basically, the only demo that's left is we got a couple holes that we're cutting in the concrete wall panel for doors, and we've been waiting on that so that we didn't have to fill them in with a temporary closure. But we're about to get those cut out. The outside drainage work will get started. I mean, there's some ditches that have already been dug, but the piping will get started beginning this weekend. And you'll see that going in pretty quick. The select fill for the new building addition will start taking place within the next 2 weeks. And we should have that complete within 3 or 4 weeks. We'll be excavating along the east and west side of the auditorium by the end of this week and into next week to do the waterproofing of the concrete walls where there's been some drainage issues, a little bit of migration of water that's entered into the auditorium in the past, and we're going to put a new coating on that and a drain line that runs down the east and west side to help solve that problem, as well as collecting all of the surface water in a fashion that it goes away from the building instead of towards the building. The roof that is on the livestock pens that has been added on the east side, that's right up adjacent to the auditorium itself, that portion of the roof, we have someone coming tomorrow to start looking at getting that out of there so that we can, it gives us access to bring a crane in on that side of the building to lift equipment up on the roof, and also to reroute the electrical that is, the transformers, stuck back in that corner back in there, and it'll be rerouted to where it's completely out of the way.
KSST News.